We worship you, Lord. We adore you for the privilege that we have to come to your house, O God. We thank you for the gift of life, O God. Thank you for the gift of another brand new day, O God. A day to mark the day of your resurrection, O God. It's a sincere prayer, O God, that once again you'll be risen anew in our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you for last week, O God, that is gone, and all the blessings that we enjoyed from it. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for answers to prayer. Thank you for journey mercies for all your children that travel, O God. Thank you for healing the sick ones in our midst. Thank you for strengthening the feeble ones, O God. Thank you for many numerous things that you have done, the which we can never thank you enough, O God. We just pray in a little way, Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive all our shortcomings, Lord. Forgive all our failures. If there be any way, Lord, that we might have slipped. As your prophet, we always say, Lord, we pray that your blood will atone for us in the name of Jesus Christ. May nothing stand between us and you this morning. If there be something, O God, that wicked fellow who is the accuser of the brethren, Satan the devil, we want to raise as an occasion, Lord, we pray that you silence him, O God. Put him to open shame this morning. Let your name be glorified, O God. Take us higher, O God, this morning, your Lord, and take us deeper in your joy, O Father. Lord, teach us of yourself, O God. We commit your word at this time, O God, and ourselves, Lord. May you help us, O God. Commit the superintendent to your hand. Help him, O God. Be with our pastor. Strengthen him, O God. Be with the feeble ones. Strengthen them, O God. Those that might not be in this service physically, but are connected, Lord, may you also bless them, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. God bless you and good morning to every one of us in Jesus' name. You're welcome to Sunday school. Without wasting our time, let's turn to the book of St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 18. And we start our reading from verse 18. Continue with the text that we started on Wednesday. Said, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now, I want us to watch verse 22. Now, when Jesus had these things, he said unto him, yes, lackest thou one thing? Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. And when he had this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when he saw that he was very sorrowful, when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? Money cannot buy salvation. Now Jesus, he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and we follow thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, amen, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake. I want you to mark that. For the kingdom of God's sake. Who shall not receive manifold more in this present time? Amen. And in the world to come, life everlasting. May the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. And welcome to Sunday school once again. Amen. We thank God for the grace to be alive this morning and for the privilege to be in church. Amen. And thank God it's a mixed Sunday school this morning. So it's not only to the children. This message is also to the adults. Amen. And as we said on Wednesday, Brother Bram said, yes, I know this is a very familiar topic. Amen. Yeah, he said, I know this is a very familiar topic, and many preachers have taken it, apostles, teachers, pastors, and they have taken it in various form and various dimensions. But I want to take it in a different fashion. And the title is Leadership. Amen. And the prophet said, if I will give it a subject, he said, I will say, come follow me. Amen. Now, Brother Bram, in this message, he told us, he said, for any man living on the surface of the heart, you must follow somebody. Whether you like it or not, you must follow somebody. And just as we were saying on Wednesday, I told us, if you look at Redeemed Church, everybody that goes to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, they are following a man. Is that correct? Is that correct? Yeah, they are following a man. Everybody that goes to Winners Chapel, Living Faith, they are following a man. Everybody that comes to Malachi 4, even though we have various fashion now, they are following a man. And Brother Bram said, be careful, be mindful of who you are following. Amen. I don't know if I can get that now. He said, be very mindful of who you are following. May God help us. Now, in the message, I don't know if they can help us project it. The message, come follow me, the one the prophet preached 1963-06-01. Now, Brother Bram was talking. Give us paragraph 44, if you can get it, Brother. Brother Bram said, you must follow somebody. And the prophet said, it's a very great thing that, and I want us, especially young people, please, for 40 minutes, just give God your undivided attention. Now, Brother Bram said there's a statistics that they run in that year and in their time. And I think it is much more applicable today. That it is difficult for you, young brothers and young sisters, when you pass the age of 21, to give your life to Christ. That's why I said you should give God your undivided attention. If you are 21 years downward, I beg of you in the name of God, please follow God. Because you must follow somebody in this life. Don't follow Davido. Yeah, it's a Sunday school. You must follow somebody. Like a brother was telling me, say, Brother Joseph, when you go to this little brother, tell him to give you your phone. I was laughing. I said, it's okay. He said, tell him to give you his phone, rather. And I was laughing. I know where he was going to. If I pick the phone, maybe I will see certain things that I ought not to see in our brother's phone. I know where he was going to. So in my thought, I was just thinking, if the man are taking God for his influence, he doesn't need those things in his phone. You see, just like, hey, God have mercy upon me and help me. I try not to judge people. But the word of God is our judge. It's just like somebody that's been, you know, putting something and talking about pornography. For you young people. I know when we talk that they say, but it's just the truth. Sometimes the thing used to crack my head that you mean somebody can be caged under pornography? Then I begin to think, why will I cage myself under pornography? Now I know this is middle class and adult, so they are very wise and I might be wrong. There is nothing to hide. Why will a child want to cage himself under pornography? It is the devil. That thing can kill you. It can give you disease. In case you don't know, you hear funny things. They say we use soap. You use soap to do what? May God have mercy upon you. Why will you use soap to give yourself pleasure? It's just the devil. I can't think of it. It's because the man has lost his sense. And it is not only men that are caught in that trap. Women also. Yeah. This is on the school, I know, but just bear with me. I'm not a very good teacher. Women also are caught in it. Now, Brother Bram say, let's flash it. Paragraph 44. He said, 86% of conversion is done before the age of 21. He said, do you know what? 86% of the conversions to Jesus Christ. Are you there? Young people, can you see it? Can you say amen if you can see it? Can you see it? He said 86% of conversion to Jesus Christ is done before when? 21 years old. It shows it. Statistics shows it. Are you there? 86% that come to Christ, they come before they are what? Respond. This is still morning. We are still fresh. That is why Baba said we should have the Sunday school when it is still where our brain is still fresh. So I don't expect you to be sleeping by this time. Amen. They come to Christ before they are what? 21. Now you, after you pass that age, what age? 21 years old. You become more what? Molded. Let me use the word okoyetile. You are hardened. It will take God at that time to convert the fellow. You become more molded or set in your way. Oh, it is possible. Sure, they come 70, 80, sometimes. Some people. But it is very what? Rare. Are you there? Now that you have your strength, let me pause here. You can just flash it off. That is why Proverbs will always tell you, now that you have your strength, young people, this is the time to serve the Lord. I was thinking, and I'm still in that order, and I'm praying that God will help me. Young people, we have a job to do, every one of us. And I will discuss with the pastor, but you must work with me. All of us will work together for the kingdom of God's sake. We must go out. We must go and evangelize. Amen. Yes, we must do the work of him that said, this commission is to everybody. Yes. And we must do it. We are not leaving anyone behind. So, but before we can do it, you that have to do the job, you have to be converted. Because if you are going outside and they know, say, you they can't drink beer, they say, and now this boy we see yesterday, now they preach to us, there's a problem somewhere. Our preaching will not have effect. Amen. Amen. So it is a wake-up call for every one of us. That is why pastor will always do his best. The minister will do their best. Before you get to 21, let me tell you why the prophet said 21. It is just simple common sense. For those of you that are in university now, I'm looking at one young sister. I don't want to call her name. Look at your age now. If you graduate from that university, maybe you will be 20 years. This is just common sense I'm putting. This is me, not the Lord. Now, you graduate, say, 20 years. And when you graduate, everything that young sisters now are thinking, if they graduate, the next achievement, they want to marry a husband. There is nothing bad in it. It is very good. There's also a place in the message. Brother said, let your children marry young. It's fine. It's very good. It has a place. Now, when you marry at age 22, let me say, my sister, oh, my brother, because for some of us, we also marry very young. Or 23 years. You marry very young. I tell you, you will not have the time to pray like you used to pray. This one I'm talking from experience. You will not have the time. Those days, ask some of our young people that used to come to this church to pray 9 vigil. Now that they are married, are they coming to church again? They cannot come because you must feed your wife. Is that correct? You must feed your children. Sister, know the year, let us fast and pray. Lie. What sister needs is food. What the child needs is food. When your child needs pampers, you say, let us go and pray. Prayer will not bring pampers. It is money. You put your hand inside pocket, go and buy pampers. I'm not saying God does not answer prayer. God answers prayer. But I'm saying, when you... Now, Abraham, let me get that message. Abraham said, marriage is a responsibility. Trying to get the message. 65, yeah, it's still leadership. 65:02:17. Paragraph 48. Abraham said, it's a responsibility. Marriage. And you have to be careful what you are doing. Is that it? No, give me... 65:10:31. The other one, paragraph 10. He said, marriage is a responsibility in every way. And that's why the prophet always admonished, be careful what you are doing. Before you enter that river, it's a river of no return. Once you enter like this, you cannot go back. There is no divorce in this our own. We do not believe in divorce. You marry like this, until death do you part. Amen. So know what you are doing. Be in your right sense. Don't say that it's a false vow. There is nothing like that. Like one brother was saying, he said she deceived me. You deceive yourself too. Are you not awake? You are the one that go and meet the sister. Nobody force you. You say, will you marry me? She said, yeah. He marry you for you, say you no do. You must do. I tell you, you must. You go die there. Yeah, you died there. You finish that marriage until the woman die or you die. Then you are free. It's a contract. You are laughing. Yeah, it's the truth. Bashe Mary, come have a mercy. Leadership, follow me. Because we need to drill this thing very hard. Our children are coming up and they don't seem to understand. Malachi 4 is not redeemed. Do you understand? Malachi 4 is not like Living Faith. It's not another church. This is a different move. Come out of among them. That's what they say. When he's calling you to come out, he's calling you to be different. That's why the prophet prayed that message, oddball. You cannot be in Malachi 4 and you are painting your lips. One minister said, in the wedding we went last 2 weeks, he said, I saw his sister and I asked her, are you a Malachi 4 sister? He said, why? Because of the way she painted her lips. He said, my pastor alive. God have mercy upon that pastor. Because that's a misrepresentation of what we believe. And I know some of you use colorless and consistent for Joseph. What are you entering? I'm scanning your lips now. Go, go in. You use Vaseline and use everything. Why? What is your motive of using it? Leadership. Come follow me. Remember, you have children behind you. If you don't have today, you will have tomorrow. They are watching you. Are you able to get the brochure? Okay. 65:10:31. Leadership. But that is a responsibility. And that's why you as a sister and you as a brother that will go into it, you should know that you've got the responsibility of raising a godly family. Do we remember the teaching that Brother Joshua took 2 years ago now? Family in God's perspective. Can you still remember? Baba said, where the father remain in his place, the mother remain in her place, the children remain in her place. He said, what do you see? You see, he said, you see a lovely picture. Amen. Because when the family is in harmony, there will be happiness in that home. Pastor used to sing a song. Jesus in the family, happy, happy. Is that not so? Happy, happy, oh, oh. Happy, happy, oh, when Jesus is in the family, it's a happy, happy home. Oh, happy, happy. When it is Satan, uncle, there is trouble. Oh, when Satan is in the family, trouble everywhere. Oh, trouble every day, fighting and boxing, kicking everywhere. Yeah, that is just the difference. May God have mercy upon us. Leadership. You must follow somebody. Why are you behaving the way you are behaving today? Ask yourself. It is because why? Somebody taught you. That is how you should behave to your husband. I bring it now to the adults. Let's leave the children before we come to the greater service.
Somebody taught you. No. When your husband behaves like this, he will not make back for. Two wrongs can never make a right. Talk by. Give him two. Your husband talk, you two talk. You go collect slap, sister. From the husband that does not have Holy Ghost. Are you supporting him for yourself? No. But when we marry without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is what we get. And that is why you will think that the minister do not like you. When they say, make sure. I don't know if it is here that we say it. Or maybe it was Bakatawe. Make sure. Maybe we should set it at a standard. Before anybody marry, make sure they have the Holy Ghost. That is what the prophet admonished us. Because if Holy Ghost is there, when troubles of life come, they can be, even if they shake, they can balance back. But when the Holy Ghost is not there, the husband will not know when they carry armor, he grabs her for the wife's head, he kill her. Yeah. The wife too will not know, I go, me go now, I da suffer. It's when they finish the thing, the high will clear, it is devil. And you are following somebody. Some of you, you are following Nollywood. Can we say amen? We are entering some deep end. You will do Netflix. Consider television lay one out. Is that so? Brother say, kick that thing out. Can we say amen? What did the prophet call it? It's a devil box. Somebody say, bro, Joseph, but why did we put it in the church? I said, what we put in the church is prayer. And it has a purpose in serving. So don't be, if you have been thinking like that, let me help you this morning. This one, it cannot show any Nollywood film, except we connect it to some service. It has been customized for this purpose. Am I correct, sir? Now, if you want to have this one also your own, I'm helping somebody. Yeah, because people have asked me the question. If you want to use something like this in your own, and you connect, you go and buy DSTV, or you buy StarTime. You begin to watch any kind of thing. Some people are already giving comment because they know what I'm saying. Now, Satan graduated. He said, okay, Google TV. Your phone! You will buy 5,000 never subscription, Netflix. One will mean B. Yes! And sisters, Emma Wo, Ayefele, Emma Wo, Baba Avisco, Baba Jasco, every Avisco at Tasco, everything. You spend all your money watching that. And you know now, hey, may God have mercy upon us. All these people are cooperating with the devil. MTN, 1 week, your data has finished. You will not know where you buy another one. Get two more at low 20,000 in a month. You are saying, hey, but it's the truth. I want to get one tight, you will not pay tight. May God have mercy upon you. It's an offering 1,000. You will look at it that is too big. Ah, should be the prophet did not preach money. Why are you preaching money? God forgive you. You are the thief. But you can buy 10,000 naira data. But you cannot put 10,000 naira offering. You see how Satan deceive you? No wonder you are not blessed. May God have mercy upon us. Now, where are we going? You take Nollywood. Proverbs say, some of you, you take it for your influence. And they begin to tell you how to run your home. If your husband talk like this, you talk like this. Until some people are even taking it, they don't even consult the Bible again. They don't pray. Proverbs say, Susan Wesley. In the message influence, Proverbs say, Susan Wesley is a very familiar person. We all know her. Is that correct? How many children did she have? Emma Jill, God bless you. My mother's sisters tell me that, Bro Joseph, do you know where Susan Wesley was living? She was in the United States. They have washing machine. It is automatic one. So if we are saying it, we should say it well. I say with washing machine or no washing machine, they are called dishwasher. I say, I understand. I've not even been to some of those places, but I understand. I know technology too. So there's nothing that you tell me. I say, okay, let me just help you. Because Rabbi said, this generation, they will get what? Wiser and what? Weaker. With washing machine, shame for showing lady, the Holy Spirit enter everywhere. He enter your bedroom, he enter your washing machine. Cleanliness is next to godliness. If we check your washing machine now, it's well loaded. Why are we not loading the machine and washing it? We say physical washing is work. Is that not so? Your husband tried, he bought a washing machine. Or maybe you bought the washing machine yourself. You are not putting it to use. Why do you have to wait until the thing is full? He said, I'm waiting for Joseph. Don't go that place. We will go there. Yes. Let everybody stay in their place. No wonder the house will be so stinking and smelling. And you say your husband is not happy. How do you want him to be happy? This is where the trouble is. It is home cleaning time. Because when the home is fine, the church will be fine. But I'm saying we cannot teach algebra when the people don't know ABC. No matter how we pray Holy Ghost, if you don't know how to live with one another, you will not make any sense. Now, when the sister play a part, it is your responsibility to take care of those children. But I'm saying to feed them, to clothe them, like we were saying on Wednesday. Hey. Breast meat, it cannot be compared to nanobot. Lie. A child that you feed on breast meat is different from cow meat. Do you know that? Oh, yes, it's different because their brain development, that thing helped them. A child that spends more time with the parent is different from the one that does not stay with the parent. A good example is the Aluman Chiri in the north that you find. The reason why they can carry knife and slaughter anybody, they don't have the love of a mother. Yeah, it was in this message, I think, leadership. Brother Bram said, I was also raised that way. He said, I did not have the love of a father. We all know his upbringing. He said, I did not have the love of family because you know his father was a drunkard. Brother Bram said, but there was a woman that loved me. When I read it, I paused. I said, what? Yes! There is something about love. You remember the prophet used to tell us of one woman, old mother temple. Yeah, when he used to be very angry with boys. It's not like some women today that say, if they slap you, slap your own back. I tell you, there are some mothers like that. Because be a woman, your own mother to taught you that way. He said, don't agree for anybody to teach, cheat you. And that's what you are teaching your child. To back here, he will not back here for that. Oh, may God have mercy. That child, we also, if she grow up tomorrow, if he grows up tomorrow, he teaches his child, she teaches her child, like that, he go. Under no circumstance should a believer marry an unbeliever. Can we say amen? It's what we believe, it's what we stand for. But some people will go back to their home and re-preach it. They call, there was a name Brother Joseph Babalola called it. Before they used to say, convert and marry. He said they are not using that word again. I'm trying to get it. He said there's a new slang that they use now. I've forgotten that word now. Something like arrange and keep. There's a word they use. I said, you don't mean it. He said, these young people, they are very smart. And I told them, I said, the time we were young, we not do all this kind of one. So it's even making me, I used to find it difficult to place myself. Am I in the Gen Z? Yeah, I used, as you people call it. Is it not Gen Z or am I in the Gen S? May God help us. But that's what we see today. They don't even care to find out what the message say about marrying. They say, no. The guy that I like, that brother, I don't know how to dress. You cannot even see. Like some people, if you have come this morning to look at my dress, I will score zero. They say, his suit, it not match in trousers. The tie did not match his shirt. But Abraham said, I don't need that. Can we say amen? After all these things will pass away. But if you have the money, it doesn't mean you should not look fine. But some of our sisters, that's what they are looking at. The brother smells nice. If you in perfume, now $1,000. If you go in a house, have you been to his house? If you open a wardrobe like this, this watch, he collects one line. Yeah, it's good. If you see Shura, if you see that girl is a billionaire. If she open a closet, is that not what they call it? Oh, man, he don't buy shop. It's correct. But all those things will pass away. Without love, no matter how much, hey, the time is up. No matter how much money is in that house, that money will finish. May God help us. Now, Baba said, in this leadership, because very soon the bell will go again. Baba said there are five people we must consider. Amen. Five people you must consider. One is the mother in the development of a child. Two, Baba says the father. Amen. Three is a tutor, or we say school teacher, whatever, or business. Head or guardian, they say. Four, you can put your pastor or priest or whatever. Rather than the fifth one is God. Amen. If you miss any of those people in your life, God bless you, sir. There is wala. If you don't have the love of a mother, I tell you, it will affect your development. So, you that are mothers today, please, I beg of you in the name of God. As Apostle Paul will say, I beseech you, please play the role of the mother in your child's development. Amen. Baba said, used to be that mothers would. I don't know if you can get this one, bro. Jewel. Blind Bartimaeus before the bell go. 59:11-27. Baba said that the mother will call the children and they will teach them Bible story. Amen. But today we have got the money, we have got the technology. How are we using it? How are we even helping to enhance these children? Do you teach them Bible story? Do they know about Jesus? As the prophet used to say, he said they know more about, I'm trying to pick the names that my own children used to call. Papa Cho, yeah. They know more about Papa Cho, and they know more about all of these other ones that they know about Jesus Christ. Baba said, alas, that was long ago. That is blind Bartimaeus. How he used to go and run before the bell goes, and heard his mother set out in the front porch and call his name. How? How does the mother call his name? No, John! Esther!
Hey, I'm calling people name.
Sandra! Not like you call it sweetly and what? Softly. Dear Joseph. Joseph Dali.
Omoyega Mama, sir. He will come every time.
Amen. Softly, but in miles. It is nap time for my little boy. And you know what? He will rush towards his mother. Some people say, no, are you you go left my bed? No, it's not like that. It's what you should do. Pamper your child. A child will always be a child. Don't make him to feel like an adult when he's still a child. Treat him like a child. Let him enjoy that stage until he graduates to another one. Now, he will rush to his mother. And you see, as she sat on the front porch, what will she do? She will sing a hymn. When she sings a hymn, she will read the Bible. She will sing the song that we used to sing in the church. That is why some of our children, I don't say this in closing to disgrace you, they don't even know how to sing. Yeah. It was a tough thing for me. This is church. And the word of God is no respect. When my own children went, he said, she will sing the hymn of the Psalms to him and do what? Tell him what? Bible what? Stories. Until he will do what? Toba de Tisu. It is the duty of the mother to carry him to his bed. God helping us. When we come in the next service, we'll continue on the rest of the people. We sit well more on mother, because mother is very important. That is why the prophet preached Mother's Day. He did not preach Father's Day. He preached Mother's Day, because mothers have a role to play in the development of a child. Abraham Lincoln, Abraham said, he said, the thing that happened in my life is I owe it to my mother. Let's bow our head.
Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word that we have had in this Sunday school. We will just ask that your spirit will rightly place it in the heart of everyone and water it there so that it might bring forth its expected fruits. May none of us be a forgetful hearer. We pray, O God, that you will replenish and bless your servant you have used for the Sunday school and recall him for the next service ahead of him. The rest of the services today, may it be a blessing unto every one of us. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bless you, sir.
Every promise in the book is mine, it is mine. Every chapter, every verse and every line. Hallelujah, I am trusting in his love divine.